Locker room chats continuing tonight on KNZA. It's now time to talk Riverside Hoops, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Cyclones girls coach Craig Burns joining us. Always appreciate the time. Well, coach, we're back to it. A couple games to discuss here in a moment. But, you know, you get a couple weeks off for the holiday break, although the number of practices during that stretch, probably not as many as you would like. But when you get those few extra practice days over that two-week stretch or so, do you feel like you got what you wanted accomplished in regards to improving upon certain details about your team before getting going back here in 2026?
That's a tough question. I would say yes and no. You know, we right before we went on our break, our practices were really, I guess what I called efficient. We were having really, really good efficient practice. You know, everybody was knowing the drills we was wanting to get into and get out of. So our time was really used at an efficient rate. So then when we came back, you know, we kind of lost a little bit of that. So you kind of wasting a little bit more time. At least I did. I don't know about other coaches, but, you know, you kind of waste a little bit of time, and then you're not getting everything in. And I think for me, the process of, okay, we got this game. We need to cover this. We need to do this, you know, and sometimes for me, I put a little bit too much into it, you know. So we covered a lot that we needed to cover. But then also, we wasn't as efficient as we should be to get all what we need to do. So,
well, you beat Pleasant Ridge right before the break. You mentioned just kind of how things shaped out over those couple weeks during the holiday break. Your first game out Friday, right after the new year, at home against Oskaloosa to kick off Northeast Kansas League play. Two good teams going at it. You guys were able to survive 45-40. Good game across the board. So obviously a positive to see the way your team played Friday against a good Bears squad and a good way to start 2026.
Some of the things, like you said, some of the things we did work on over the holidays and before the Christmas break, we kind of shored some of that up on our defensive rotations and just getting out to the ball quicker and things of that nature. So that really helped us against Oski, because the first game they was hitting a lot of shots, and a lot of them we were not getting out contesting quick enough, you know, arriving on the catch. So we kind of did a lot of work on that. So that helped us in that game.
You guys turned around Horton, the matchup on a Tuesday. Horton, always a tough place to play, and the Chargers playing as good as anybody right now in the Northeast Kansas League. Chargers get the win Tuesday night, 59-46. What'd you take away from the Charger game on Tuesday night?
Tough team, man. They have a good five. They have some good subs. I would say they'd have a really good eight players and maybe more, you know, that can rotate in, and they do a good job. They have some height that they know what to do down low. They get the ball. They don't play around with it. They just turn around and power up. And then they have Kansas
Keogh? Yeah, Kansas Keogh, yeah.
Man, she was tough last night for us, and she's so quick, and she was hitting her outside shot. So once she got in rhythm with her outside shot, it kind of made her tough, because again, we wasn't arriving quick enough. They were setting some good screens, so they was doing some good stuff. Very well coached, really impressed. So they're tough. They're tough team.
Yeah, Kansas Keogh playing like a first-team All-League player. She had 26 in their win against Jackson Heights last week. And speaking of the Cobras, that's who you guys are going to see on Friday night. So right back into league play against a Cobras team that started 5-1, but they've lost back-to-back games, as we mentioned, against Horton last week, and then also most recently against Troy. But Jackson Heights, again, they're athletic. They got some veteran leadership. Brent Shoup, Chesney Cochran, they've been doing it for a multitude of years. So this is a tough Jackson Heights team, and expecting a good game on Friday night. What do you see from Jackson Heights, challenges, and just kind of the expectations for the matchup on Friday?
I have to say, I really haven't looked at them. I haven't really looked at any film yet. I am requesting some film and start, you know, locking in on them, right, you know, later on today. But I've been kind of watching their scores and their record. And like you say, I don't know if they play like us, but their records seem like us. You know, they win some games. Like you said, they had a good record early in the season, and then ran into some teams that, you know, kind of caught them. So I'm looking for a very well matched game. I think we're probably going to have to play some really tough defense to pull this out.
There it is, Craig Burns, Riverside girls basketball coach. We always appreciate the time. Again, a win against Oski on Friday, loss at Horton on Tuesday, their third game out of the break, at home Friday against Jackson Heights. Catch it on the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, thanks again for all the time. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, thank you. May God bless. Appreciate what you guys do for Northeast Sports.